Well, good morning, people. It's a morning here, Sunday morning, in the monastery. Oh, I'm not a member of the monastery here. I'm just visiting, having a look. And I hope it doesn't become a habit. Anyway, some new stats have come in, and things have changed quite a lot. It used to be the men were mostly the suicide people, for obvious reasons, and they were into drugs more and alcohol more. But since Femons aren't held down by the patriarchy, they're taking men over in a lot of those areas now, especially suicide. Many years ago, it was men who were under pressure all the time to perform, to earn money, to get promotion, and to succeed in deadlines. There's always deadlines, right? But because a lot of Femons have been pushed forward just because they got a vagina, means that they are getting into these worrisome jobs, if you know what I mean. Now they get the pressure. And for me, a Femon brain isn't built for that type of pressure. They're too emotional. And in their mind, feminism was going to give them happiness and give them everything. It's not really delivering, is it? The way things were many, many years ago wasn't perfect, but it was the way nature really intended it to be. Because even though it had a lot of flaws, it kind of worked, didn't it? And one of the main things many, many years ago was the family unit, wasn't it? That consisted of a man and a femon, and it generally produced children that were well adjusted when they grew up. But now the family unit can be two men, or two femons, or two people that have no gender at all. And they can adopt, or however they get their child. And mostly the children are not well adjusted. They're confused, and they have many, many issues. I mean, the formula for nature isn't all that difficult. It can't be that difficult, can it? Male and femons are supposed to get together and have children. You know, the birds and the bees and all that thing. But anyway, I digress. And I didn't get anything on myself either. But for the first time, the suicide rate for femons has beaten the men's. And these aren't femons that are in abusive relationships, or femons in power jobs, or older femons that are living alone and have nothing to live for. These are young femons. Some of them, a lot of them, are quite attractive and seem to have everything to live for, at least on the surface. So these young femons, instead of looking for a man to have a relationship with, be a partner with, have a baby and become a mother, they don't need all that now with feminism, do they? They go on social media, pouting and showing their body and everything. Maybe even earn some money doing it. And she's got all these admirers. And she must be having a great time. I mean, just look at her social media pictures. But in reality, of course, it's all just fakery and shallow. It's meaningless. And they're probably the most loneliest people on the planet. So they can't resist pushing a narrative, can they? The media, social media. When a femon commits suicide, have you ever noticed? It's always seems to be somebody else's fault. Why didn't somebody see the cry for help? It's all about deflection, you see. And of course, they're not blaming other femons. It'll probably be a man somewhere. But the reality is that this person took her life herself. However sad it may be, she has to take the responsibility, even in death. But they don't, do they? When they talk about a man's suicide, they go, well, he just couldn't handle it anymore. And the media gives him full responsibility for doing it, and really doesn't blame anybody else at all, except him. So even in death, men are still guilty. But the reality is that feminism and all this empowerment, and femons getting money for mostly stripping off in front of a camera, even for a femon, is a very shallow existence. And I don't think it's any secret with you men out there that a lot of femons suffer from mental health issues. From my experience, most femons are quite unstable, or at least can be at times. But we're really not allowed to say that. And if we can't say it, how can we help them? Because it's secret, you see.
And I'm no sort of doctor or anything, but I believe a lot of the suicides are because femmes have realized that feminism, money, fame, attention, isn't what makes them happy. And in today's world, it's very hard to find a femme that is actually happy. They're mostly angry and yelling now, aren't they? But many years ago, when I was a young man, I met some femmes that were very happy. At least they appeared to be. They were married, with two children, had a good man, had a Labrador and a station wagon. Didn't have a great deal of money, but you could feel the contentment there. And I do believe there's going to be more femme suicides. Because when this generation gets older and they lost their looks, these femmes will be alone. And men can be alone and solitude. They quite like it. But it's quite disastrous for a femme, really. Anyway, I'm going to put a link to a news story down below. The thing is, if they stop blaming men for everything, social media and society, then maybe these femmes could get more help. And if society and the media would get their head out their ass and realize that femmes suffer from mental illness far more than men, and just come out and say it, some of these femmes suicides may be saved. Then you're probably asking to yourself, why is he at this monastery? Well, the abbot makes some really good ale. Catch you later, people. Maybe much later.